The pilots of World War I engaged in an aerial chivalry, high above the mud and blood of the trenches below. The German ace Oswald Bulke disliked killing the piloted planes he shot down. He much preferred to see them taken prisoner and to visit them to talk tactics. During an aerial duel one afternoon, the French ace, Georges Guynemer, once let the German Ernst Udet fly away unscathed when he saw that Udet's machine gun had jammed, leaving him helpless. British flyer APF Rhys Davids exclaimed upon hearing that he had killed German ace Wernher Voss, said, quote, "Oh, if only I could have brought him down alive," unquote. Unfortunately, the longer the war dragged on, the less chivalry was shown. The famous Red Baron, Manfred von Richthofen, always aimed at the pilot, saying that when the pilot was dead, the plane would follow. British ace Albert Ball confessed that he often machine-gunned downed aircraft, quote, "to make sure of the passengers," unquote. By the end of the First World War, the Knights of the Skies had become team players. Individual combat was discouraged, and individual acts of chivalry were rare. The stage was set for the massive aerial battles of the Second World War.